Kids, I never would have met your mother without a little luck. Specifically, the luck of the Irish. St. Patrick's Day, the one day of the year when every young person in New York goes out and gets crazy. Really crazy. Okay, maybe not that crazy. But by 2008, we'd all had enough. Well, most of us.
Who wants to kiss the Barney Stone?
Look, it's the Riddler.
That's not the Riddler, that's Gumby. Hey, Gumby, can we tie you in a knot later?
Hey, NBA player sidelined by a knee injury.
All right, laugh all you want, but this is my lucky St. Patty's Day suit. Yep, I have dry cleaned many a stain off of this baby. You know why it's lucky? Because it's green, the color of go, as in let's.
Barney, we talked this over and, we're not doing St. Patty's Day this year.
Come on, let's... Are you...
No.
Wow, okay. I think I gotta lie down.
Can we shoot pool on you?
No, no! Unacceptable, that's so not Raven. What are you gonna do instead?
We just got the keys to our new apartment, so we're gonna go over there and hang that painting, have board game night. You're welcome to join us if you want.
Board game night? Board game night. Come on! Let's drink green beer, let's do green jello shots. Where's your St. Patty's Day spirit?
We're drinking green tea.
With caffeine.
Sorry, Peter, we're grown-ups now. We can't fly off to Neverland with you anymore.
All right, fine. You know what? I'll celebrate St. Patty's Day by myself. I don't need you people. You make me physically ill.
He did look a little green.
Marshall looks at his phone.
Hello. Hey, happy St. Patty's Day. How are you? Yeah, I haven't talked to you forever.
Who is it?
It's Ted's butt.
Ah, damn it. My phone keeps pocket dialing. That's like the eighth time today.
In fairness, I did call Ted's butt at like 2 this afternoon.
It took long enough to call you back.
Barney, where are you?
In a cab, heading downtown with our hot and sexy dates for the evening. Yes, it happens that fast.
We're going to that club Low Point, and you're coming with us.
Barney, for the last time.
All right, I didn't want to tell you this in front of Marshall and Lily because they're old and married and it's too late for them anyway. But Ted, the world is going to come to an end tonight. Yes, think about it. End of the world, Nostradamus, Notre Dame, fighting Irish, Irish, St. Patrick's Day.
This is it, bro.
Bro-pocalypse now. Bro-mageddon.
Ted,
you are young. You're single. You'll have so much more fun with me. Do you really want to spend your last night on Earth playing board games with Marshall and Lily?
Ted looks at them.
My hands smell weird. Smell this.
Yeah, they do. That's new.
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Yes! All right, he's in. Ted's a great guy. You're gonna love him.
So, on March 17th, 2008, I went to a big St. Patrick's Day party. And it's a good thing I did. Because, funny story, your mother was there.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Hi. Have you met Ted?
Hi, I'm Mary.
Hi, happy St. Patty's Day.
I haven't met Ted either. I'm Stephanie.
Hi.
Dude, back off. I called dibs on Stephanie.
Okay, Mary's hot.
Well, then I want Mary.
Fine.
Oh, I see. Reverse psychology. Then I'm sticking with Stephanie, Dr. Freud.
Okay.
Which one do you want more?
Either one.
I want them both.
You're an idiot. And it may be a moot point. I mean, it doesn't look like we're getting in.
Dude.
Look at this. You know why there's a line? It's because I ditched Marshall and Lily, and now the universe is punishing us for it. That's why.
Barney approaches a doorman.
Yeah. What's it gonna cost us to get here? 20? 40?
Dude, come on, you're making the wee folk look bad. Just give him your pot of gold.
Is it just you two?
Don't worry, we're not gonna blow your ratio. We happen to have two very hot girls with us.
Mine's the hotter one.
Yeah, sorry guys, look, if it was just you two, you can go in right now. We got nothing but girls in there. People gonna start thinking it's a lesbian bar.
Would you excuse us for just a minute?
Ted, I'm gonna be honest. I was full of it with that whole Nostradamus thing.
No.
But I am starting to think there is some serious planetary crap going on here tonight. Never in the history of New York City nightclubs has there been a shortage of dudes. Not even during the great dude shortage of 1883.
We gotta ditch these girls.
You dragged them all the way down here.
I don't see no ring on this finger.
All right, hold on. Excuse me. Are the girls in there hotter than our dates?
I don't know if they're hotter, but they're drunker.
Rock and roll.
Welcome to your new dream home, my lady.
All right.
Get your feet down. Robin thinks we're weird.
No, it's fine. It was only weird on the subway. Oh, I'm going to check the other rooms to see if the previous owners left us any free stuff.
I'm going to hang our first piece of art.
Oh, look, there's already a nail. Hey, Lil, free nail!
Score!
Marshall hangs a painting.
How's that?
Perfect.
Whoops.
It keeps sliding crooked.
What the?
Huh.
Oh, now this is ridiculous. Is it the nail?
Marshall?
Is the wall slippery or something?
Marshall?
Is there a wind? Is there like some sort of draft in here?
Marshall.
What?
Your apartment's crooked.
What do you mean?
Robin puts a bottle on the floor and it rolls.
It was the kind of thing you didn't notice until you noticed it. But once you did notice it, you couldn't not notice it. Lillian Marshall's new apartment was crooked.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Are you telling me that we just spent our entire life savings and then some on a crooked apartment?
Oh, my God.
No, she's gonna flip.
Look what I found in the kids' room. Free skateboard. Score. Free hungry hippos. Double score.
Ooh. I'm gonna check the kitchen. Bay.
How could she not notice this? It's like the last 20 minutes of Titanic in here.
We have to keep this quiet. If Lily finds out her new dream house is crooked, it's gonna break her heart.
Free salad strainer. I love this place.
Just for tonight, okay?
But it's gonna be an uphill battle. I am just saying we have to think of the right angle. I have a third one, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay, Barney, I think we've stumbled into some kind of ethical, philosophical wormhole.
Green suit.
Yeah. I ditched Marshall and Lily and was rewarded with two beautiful girls.
Suit's made of green.
We bailed on those two beautiful girls, and now we're being rewarded with a sea of beautiful girls.
38 long.
It's like the laws of the universe are working in reverse.
Can you put it on my tab?
Yeah, what's the last name?
Gravito.
All right, I'm gonna try something, and if this works...
Hey, what can I get you guys?
A bottle of Dom Perignon, and can you put it on my tab?
Sure, what's the name?
Gravito?
Dude!
Yeah, you're right. Make it two bottles. Now we wait, see if something good happens. Oh, hello.
St. Patrick's Day tradition, if you're not wearing green, you gotta get pinched.
Well, I guess I got what I deserved.
I'm not wearing green either. This is, deep teal. The lighting makes it.
I'm Ted.
Ashley, with two E's.
Please, C's at most.
You know, you guys should come join me and my friends. We have a bottle of tequila and, shockingly, deep belly buttons.
Okay, it's official. Do bad things, good things happen.
Shh. Ted, listen. Are you hearing that? That's the universe. The universe is talking to us.
We don't have to build a baseball field, do we?
No. The universe is telling us that we have a free pass tonight. The universe is saying that we don't have to live in fear of the... Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Of the repercussions of our actions. There is no waiting for tomorrow, because do you know why, Ted? There is no tomorrow.
No tomorrow, huh?
By the way, Mr. Garrido, second bottle of champagne gets you a complimentary ounce of caviar. Enjoy.
Barney's stunned.
No tomorrow!
No tomorrow!
No tomorrow!
Hey, I wonder what the grown-ups are doing right now.
On the sloping floor...
Oh, I win again! Why do I keep winning?
Baby, your hippo is just hungrier than ours.
That's it. That's what it is. It's not gravity. That's for sure. I'll tell you that.
Whoa. What was that?
The painting slips, and a bottle rolls to the fireplace.
What's going on here?
Okay, Lily. While you were in the other room, Robin and I
We discovered something about the apartment. It's not a big deal. It's not like a disaster. It's something that we're gonna have to learn to live with. Robin and I saw a ghost.
What? Well, he's kidding, right? No, we really saw a ghost.
What did it look like?
A sheet with two holes in it.
He was a Confederate general who was wounded at the Battle of Antietam, and he died at the Army Hospital, which once stood on this very spot. And now he wanders these halls, vowing revenge against the Union cannonade that once felled him. But he seems nice. He's a good guy.
Marshall, you see ghosts everywhere. You see ghosts at Starbucks.
That Kenny G Holiday CD just flew off the shelf.
Last time that happened.
Well, Robin, you're a skeptic, so if you say you saw a ghost...
It passed right through me, and suddenly I felt cold, so very cold.
You know, Ashley, I'm sorry, you're probably just gonna wanna get up and walk away, but I just have to test out this theory I've been working on. Tonight, I'm not looking for a relationship. I really just wanna hook up with you, leave before breakfast, and never see you again.
I'm in.
Unbelievable.
That's a deep navel. No tomorrow, Ted!
Yeah, no tomorrow, Barney.
No tomorrow, huh? I like that idea. Because if there is a tomorrow, I'm gonna be in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I'm married.
Tell me you're messing with me, guys. You didn't actually see a ghost.
It's not a big deal, baby. He seemed friendly.
You said he's a Confederate general. They're the bad guys, and he's probably racist.
Oh, he seemed polite. He had courtly Southern manners.
We're gonna raise our kids here. I don't want some Confederate general ghost teaching them his racism.
He loves people of all colors and creeds. He was fighting for states' rights, that's all.
Robin said he was wearing a sheet. What do you think that means?
The apartment is crooked.
What?
Robin and I didn't see a ghost.
The floor is crooked, isn't it?
Yeah.
We spent our entire life savings on this floor. The next 30 mortgage-paying years of our lives will be spent on this floor, and it's crooked.
Marshall puts his arms around her and holds her close.
Thanks a lot, Robin.
How is racist ghost better than crooked? Seriously, somebody tell me how that's better.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh, that's okay.
Dude, so I'm having second thoughts about that theory.
I'm telling you, if you want to know how old a woman is, check her elbows.
Not that theory.
Well, you have to be more specific, Ted, because I have so many theories.
The whole do bad, good things happen. Ashley is married.
So?
What do you mean, so?
Open your brain tank, brah, because here comes some premium 91 octane knowledge. There's three rules of cheating. It's not cheating if you're not the one who's married. It's not cheating if her name has two adjacent vowels. And it's not cheating if she's from a different area code. You're fine on all three counts.
How do you know she's from a different area code?
She's 516. She might dress like she's 718, act like she's 212, but trust me, she's 516. Oh, and her husband letting her out alone on St. Patty's Day? If that dude's not 973, I'm 307. Wyoming.
The apartment's sloping floor.
We're gonna have to nail down all our furniture.
We won't be able to get a pinball machine. I mean, unless we put some books under two of the legs or something. But then what if we want to read those books? This is a nightmare.
Can't raise our kids here. They'll grow up slanted.
If we have a daughter, we'll have to call her Eileen.
I don't think we can live here, Marshall. I don't know what we're gonna do.
Marshall, open the door.
He gets up off the floor and does so. Lily looks baffled as Robin gets up and grabs the skateboard.
If I make it to the door, that's 5 points.
She coasts along the floor on it, with the salad strainer on her head.
5 points!
$10 says I can do it backwards.
So Lily and Marshall decided to make the best of a bad situation. And that's also how the sport of apartment roller luge was invented.
Very careful, Mary, Mary! Oh, yeah!
So she's married. It's not like she has kids.
How do you know?
Wrists. It's like you don't even listen to me.
Whoa. Oh, hey.
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 Where'd you go?
Well, I just,
Is it something I said?
No, no, no. It's just, well, you're married, and we've been drinking, and I was worried we were... Oh, this is a very bad idea.
We have a problem.
Hey, hey, hey!
Is this your husband?
I've never seen this man in my life.
Okay, what's our problem?
Rick Garrido. According to the bartender, I'm the guy that's been buying you champagne all night.
Okay, there's a very simple explanation.
Next thing I know, the police show up, they arrest the other guy, and I'm drinking for free the rest of the night. It was awesome.
Awesome, huh?
Yeah.
You don't see anything wrong with that story?
Well, I lost my new phone back at the club somewhere.
What the hell is wrong with you, dude?
I don't mean I lose things.
You kissed a married woman, Ted. You committed credit card fraud. You kissed a married woman. Do you know how offensive that is to me? You're turning into Barney. We don't need another Barney.
Look, it's St. Patty's Day. It wasn't as bad as it sounds.
It wasn't as bad as it sounds?
No.
Huh? Okay. I want you to hear exactly how it sounds, Ted.
First skipped message. I don't see no ring on this finger.
And then last night started coming back to me. The real version.
Are the girls in there hotter than our dates?
I don't know if they're hotter, but they're drunker.
Rock and roll!
How many messages did I...
17.
Kids, it's sometimes possible to think you're doing just fine in life.
Next message.
Can you put it on my tab?
Sure, what's the last name?
Garrido.
And then someone opens your eyes a little bit. And you realize...
Next message.
I really want to hook up with you. Leave before breakfast and then never see you again.
Your whole world is off balance.
Next message.
Out of whack.
Okay, look, brah, there is a very simple explanation.
Crooked.
Wow. That was hard to listen to.
No one likes how they sound on an answering machine.
Thanks for doing that. You yelled at me. You got very firm with me. Very confident. It was cool.
Thanks.
You're very sexy when you yell, Marshall.
Shut up.
Veins, crazy muscles in your neck. You're like a Kentucky Derby winning steed.
You're ruining a nice moment.
At one point, I swear, I thought we were gonna kiss.
Ted, seriously. I'm married.
Oh, the slanted floor. Architecturally speaking, fixing that's gonna be...
Very, very, very expensive. And it's gonna take some time, too, so... It looks like you're stuck with us for a little while longer, if that's okay.
Are you kidding? I love it. I don't know what's gonna happen to me without you guys around.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna get my stupid phone.
So that was St. Patrick's Day, 2008. I found out years later that your mom was at that party. I just didn't meet her. And it's a good thing I didn't. Because if I had met her, I don't think she would have liked me. Heck, I don't think I like me. But that's okay. Tomorrow had arrived.
Ted arrives back at the empty club to look for his phone, but scans around the debris from the party gloomily. He searches a sofa and under a table, but with no luck. He leaves to find it raining. Ted stands in the doorway, looking out despondently at the rain, then leans against the wall before turning round and going back inside.
You see, I didn't know it yet, but my luck was about to change.
He finds a yellow umbrella and sets off with it. A couple of bin bags piled against a wheelie bin are pushed away, and Barney staggers to his feet from under them, his green suit smeared with dirt.
Oh. I'm awesome.